Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, already in progress.
Let him call for the elders. So you stand up and say, I'm sick. I want the elders to pray the prayer of faith for me and heal me. Did he say there in that scripture that the Lord will heal you? The Lord will raise you up?
Yes.
And if you've committed sin, he'll forgive your sin?
Yes.
So if we didn't have nothing else but James 5:14-15, if that's the only verse we had, and if you're a son of God, a daughter of God, and you get sick, if you come to the Lord, come to church, don't go to the doctor, come to church and come to here to see the doctor and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin and have the elders of the church pray over you, according to that scripture right there, how many of you that did that in faith would get healed, Miss Judy? Everyone. Everyone. Isn't that awesome? All you got to do is believe. He made it so simple. Now, God wants to do things for us, but we don't believe. Is that, boy, do we know that for a fact, huh?
He did that for Dee Dee.
Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad?
Yes, it is.
That we're sons and daughters of God. But you know, you and me can't point the finger at nobody because we've both been there, haven't we?
That's right. When you point the finger, you got 3 points.
That back is your sad. But we're going to get over that, ain't we, brother? We're going to start laying hands on the sick. We're going to start praying for people. Aren't we, brother?
Absolutely.
I'm going to reprimand you today saying you need to start praying for people out there, Cliff.
You already started.
Praise. You know, I get tickled when I take a man like Cliff, and a man that loves God, he loved him all his life, but he never heard these kind of teachings. And when he come here, he's got a... You don't get it where you can start praying for people for the sick overnight, do you, Cliff? No, it takes a while.
A year.
It's taken a year. But now you're getting there.
I am.
He's getting there. Now he's getting dangerous. When you take any man, that starts walking in that love walk. Let me ask this question, too. As he's got in that love walk to pray for the sick, did it make him a better husband? Oh, did you hear that?
All right.
I mean, when you learn you got to walk in love, it'll make you a better husband.
Amen.
Right? What if you don't walk in love? What if you don't love your wife like Christ loved the church? The Lord said, I'll not hear your prayer, guys. Tony, I'd like to get my prayers answered, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to get our prayers answered because you never know when you may need a real prayer answered. I mean, you just never know in where we live in today. But if we live in this world that we live in today with what's going on in this world, there should absolutely be no fear in our hearts. None whatsoever. We should be just like John Hagee. Guy walks in the back door and walks right up here and pulls the gun out and says, Scrivener, I'm fixing to kill you. And I say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can't touch me in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, unless it's God's will for me to go home right then, he can't touch me. It could be like that guy, those three guys with the black mask and hoods and everything on. I have no idea what color their skin was, but they come into the bedroom of a woman that me and Cheryl know well, and they put a gun to her head and said, woman, we're going to blow your head off. And they pulled the trigger, and it snapped. And they pulled the trigger, and it snapped. And they ejected that shell out and put another in it and put it back in and did it again, and not one bullet would fire out of that gun. Now, who was in control? God was. And then they took the gun butt and began to beat her in the face. I mean, busted her face all up, busted her cheekbones and everything. I was out at GLC making TV programs when the owner come walking in and said, Thurman, you got to stop a minute. I got to have you to pray for a lady that's on the set here a lot. Said she was in her home and some men broke into her house last night and beat her up and busted her jaw. When he told me that, we stopped the show. We got right down before the Lord. We came to the throne room of God and I asked the Lord to heal that woman, do a beautiful job, taking away all scars. I said, Lord, don't leave a single scar, make her more beautiful than she was before.
Amen.
Now, Would that any woman like that?
Yes.
And next time I saw her, guess what?
She
was more beautiful than ever. Didn't have a scar. You've seen her since then. Huh? What? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. She came here after that. That's right, yeah. If we walk in love, we cannot be touched. Isn't that something? If you walk in love, you can't be made sick and you can't be touched. And all things that you ask the Lord in prayer, believing He shall answer your prayer. Mike, is that the kind of God you want to serve?
Amen.
Amen. I love serving that kind of God. He is a mighty God. Wow. Do we have anything to worry about?
No,
nothing. But we do need to increase our faith. You know, I just think how awesome it could be, and could have happened. I don't know how they would have hid this. But I'll have to say, I don't have that kind of faith yet either. But if I did, and I went down to Dallas and went to those hospitals where those men that were killed, and they were put wherever, and I went over and went in and said, I want to touch these men, and Jesus is going to heal them. First of all, I've already been through that with Caitlin at Cook's Medical Center, and every doctor there told me I was crazy. I just want to pray for those little girls for their healing, and every doctor said I was crazy. But I prayed, and all nine of those children recovered. Now, who did that?
The Lord.
I know that was just a coincidence. You know, I mean, it just happened that I happened to be there that day, and I prayed on those particular days, and those nine children just got well. No, they got well because I went in there and found the sin of the parent. I got the parents to repent, and then I just laid some of them. I just laid hands on some of them. I prayed. Some of them I used a verse. So I did different things on it, however the Spirit moved. But guess how many of those nine children recovered?
All
nine. Isn't that something? But there's one thing I have to do to make that work. And what is that, Miss Jackie? I have to love them. I have to walk in love. When I see a human being, I got to see them just like Jesus sees them, a human being. I don't look at them and say, man, because you're white, I'm going to kill you. See, but that's what that boy was doing. I'm going to kill white people. I love killing white people, and I'm going to kill white cops. But see, the boy has no clue. He has no clue who he is. He's lost. He's never had a good daddy. I mean, nobody ever prayed for this boy. You know, wow. But like I say, if we just had men of faith, we could walk right in there. Lay hands on those boys. Just like that night, the Lord, I mean, I had this happen one time in my life. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I was in bed sound asleep, and all of a sudden my phone rang, and the guy said, Thurman, this is so-and-so. He said, we just lost Bo. I said, what do you mean? What happened? He said he had a massive stroke or a heart attack or something tonight. And so we've been over here shock treating him and doing everything for 30 minutes, but he's dead. We don't have a heart, a pulse. I said, well, let's pray. He said, Thurman, he's been dead 30 minutes. It's too late to pray. Well, see, that's what we think, isn't it? With God, is it ever too late to pray?
No,
never. So he was moving on my heart. And I said, well, then if you won't pray, I'll pray. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of death. And I command the spirit of life back in Bo in Jesus' name. And that boy says, my God, Mr. Scrivener, I got a pulse. He's breathing. I said, what are you going to do with him? He said, I'm going to take him to the hospital in Irving. I said, okay, so I'll come down. There's only one hospital in Irving. So I jumped, got up. And of course, it took me a while. A long way from here to the hospital in Irving. So I got up and I got dressed and I drove down there. And when I got there, I walked into the hospital. And it's 5 o'clock or something in the morning and not hardly nobody up yet. And I walked in, there's a doctor coming down the hall. And I said, Doc, did you know where Mr. Jackson's at, Otho Jackson? He said, yeah, he's right down in room 13. I said, okay. I said, how's he doing? He said, well, he'd have been better off. He'd have stayed dead. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, they told us he was dead about a half hour, and then he started breathing again, so said he had no flow to oxygen to the brain, so said he'll just be a vegetable, so it'd been better off he'd have stayed dead. I said, sir, do you see those two hands? He looked at me and said, yes. I said, Jesus had laid those hands on him, and he'll recover. And that doctor, you know, he went, okay. You know what he was thinking, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
If I could ever read body language, I could read that. Oh, wow. Didn't take much to read that. Oh, who is this idiot? Well, this idiot just happens to be a son of God. That's who he happens to be. One that believes the word. And so I just go in the room and there he was laying there. And he's sound asleep. So I just reached up and didn't say a word. That's all I did. I didn't say a word. He was totally asleep. I just laid down. And what did Jesus say would happen?
He will recover.
He said, he will recover. I did exactly what the Lord told me to do. Well, in just a couple of weeks, a week or so, the man was out of the hospital. A couple of weeks, he was back to work. And that's been at least 15 years ago. And he's still alive and well today. In fact, the other day, I went over to the tax office to get some license plates, and he was standing in the line over there. So I talked to him a while and asked him how he's doing. Of course, I didn't mention anything about his resurrection from the dead because he's a really good Church of Christ. And you know, Church of Christ, unfortunately, don't believe that. You know that. It's hard to be a Church of Christ and walk in love and raise the dead. There's not a lot of preachers teach that. Not a lot of Baptist preachers preach that either. There's just not a lot of people believe that, period. You know that? But if we could walk in love, and we can do that. I don't care whether we Baptist, Methodist, non-denominational, whatever we are. If we walk in love, according to that book, if we walk in love, what can we do, Franz?
Anything.
That's absolutely right. That's what God says. If we will walk in love, we can come to him and ask him for anything, and he'll do it for us. Do we need to do that?
Yes.
I think we do. He made healing so simple and so easy. But you know, when he says they will recover, what if we don't see an instantaneous happening? It doesn't make any difference, does it? That's why I ask people all the time, when I ask people, like I asked this lady right over here yesterday, after I prayed for her at the healing school, I said, after I talked to her a while and everything, I said, and got her to repent of her sins and all that stuff, I said, now are you healed? She said, yes, I am. I said, why? She said, because it's written in the Word. Okay, she got it. She didn't say because Thurman prayed for me. She didn't say because I've been a good girl. She said it's written in the Bible, so I'm healed fervently.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.